morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
We're creeping up on it today. It is time for us to try to win some goddamn money. I will tell you this. Everything but what we do on Thursdays, I should be talking about on the air. Because I've been doing some nice baseball bets. I've been winning those. I like my little... the Cubs played the Padres the other night, and I put a couple bucks on Cody Bellinger to hit an extra base hit in his next at bat, because you can do it as the game plays, and that paid $1,100 on a $100 bet. Now, then I got greedy and took some of that winning and put like three more like next at bat bets.
So you zeroed out?
No. I ended up okay, probably up about six, but I took about $500 free their money. And that, but that's a fun bet. If you're watching a ball game, that's a fun one. Anyway.
Brett, how was Dinger Tuesday for you?
Did you do it?
It was awesome.
I haven't done the round robin nonsense yet. But and then, of course, we had our Kentucky Derby bets last week and not a soul. None of us hit.
Nope.
This is the what we're doing here on Thursdays when we try to get you into the FanDuel thing and start to get a bet with us. Do the exact opposite of what all of us are saying. Now, this morning I want to chase. I want to bet that you're going to win today. Right now.
Well.
Right now,
I bet that's taking place right now.
I want to win or lose before the show's over. So they have live action bets. I am betting, because it's live right now, on Icelandic women's basketball. Why? Because I have just as good a chance of winning that as I do sports I know about. Currently, my Icelandic women's bet, I have the Sjarmen women beating the Keflavik women. At halftime, it was 42-42. We got minute 41 left in the game. My Stajarman women are up 80-79. It's a plus 250.
Ooh.
So I'm going to win $250 on this thing if I can pull it off when I got in. That's pretty good. So if you're going to do it, I bet you I lose that. Before the segment's over, those ladies are going to screw this game up. Women's Icelandic basketball
karma for
is
you,
my bet today.
Basketball.
Right. I don't want to get anybody else involved, so you don't have time to make my bet. Brady, what's your live bet right now?
I'm doing a live tennis bet, and I've got a six-legger going, and I believe it's in Rome.
Six-leg women's bet?
No. Six-leg. I have one woman's match and five men's.
I don't care who it is. Tell me what the pay is.
Six in one bet.
The pay
right?
is it's a plus 1,093.
All right, that's nice.
You need to text next step to 53342,
Brady.
Already
got one leg.
He's already got one. He's only got five to go.
Yeah, five.
And the second one is looking pretty good. It's 6-4, their third set. This should be
all right.
Closing up.
Two for two there. By the
four
way,
four left.
Quick
and
update.
I went with the cuckoo bird, Naomi Osaka.
She comes and goes. She might quit.
But that's a favorite one.
By the way, in the day and age of making people's mental health a priority, you can't call her the cuckoo bird.
That's not her nickname?
Yes, it is, but we don't say it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Sjarmen women just went up 82-79 over those awful Keflavics.
And the Sjarmen is who we're betting on?
I think so. Yeah.
Sjarmen.
Sjarmen. Stjarnan. Sjarmen women.
Consonants.
It's Icelandic. They have basketball in Iceland. They have enough
vowels.
I bet you it's as good as ours. I bet you Icelandic basketball is as good as WNBA girls basketball.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Brett, what's your quick bet? 84.79 Stajarnik with 19 seconds left. I'm about to pay out. Go ahead, Brett.
I'm betting tennis, which I know zero about. And Matteo Arnaldi is up against some frog. So that's a plus 110.
Italians taking on the French.
It's not Matteo Gigante?
Yeah.
No, it's Arnaldi. I was going to go against him, but.
Is the frog like ready to quit? Surrender?
No, he's up right now.
All right. Toledo, what's your live bet?
105.
So I took cricket. But then I realized the cricket matches
3 days
won't be ending today. But I took a plus 300 bet on the Punjab Kings.
Oh, that I don't think you can say that.
That's what it says right here. They're the cuckoo birds. So not knowing if that bet
Punjab
was actually
cuckoo
gonna,
birds are people that will shoot you at a 7-Eleven. You can't say those words. That's
not knowing if my cricket match would end today, I actually took a tennis match. I took the Madison Keys Camila Osorio.
Nobody cares. Match. Nobody knows.
Plus 270 for the Osorio.
All right.
And it's got a shot.
Where are you at?
She's down one set, but she's up in the second 5-4. So okay.
By the end of this show,
come on, Mateo.
Some of us are going to be winning money. I'm already pretty confident my Stajarnins will beat the Kevlakians in my imaginary. Universal battle of women's basketball.
Osaka just finished her off.
All right, two. Cuckoo Bird is up. Brady's got only four legs to go.
The odds just went up in my cricket match. That's not good.
You're adjusting as you go.
Yeah.
All right, good luck to everybody betting.
Number four went down. It's a win. I got
three of the
three
six
out of
now?
The six.
All right, Brady.
Oh, man.
Cash out.
Run
from it. Take the pussy move now.
No,
there shouldn't be. You made a bet. You stick with it. All right. Best part is I had bonus bets, so this isn't even out of my pocket. I threw my $100 on this. I'm going to win $250 in the next 12 seconds if magic doesn't happen in Iceland and the Klefarvik sounds like something that your doctor would say you have a tumor on. You have a tumor on your Klefarvik.
Magic's playing in the women's basketball in Iceland?
Yep.
Damn frog.
They're going to dominate.
Cook, come on. They asked me to be part of it, Cook. I got to go play Icelandic women's ball, Cook.
His son daughter could. He's got one of them son daughters now.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You know, Magic Johnson's family photo. If you don't laugh at it, you're humorless. Now, I'm all for the kid making changes and stuff, but he's as big as Magic, and now he wears dresses. And it's kind of hysterical.
Come on, Cook. We got to let him live his life.
I don't know. You're 6'9", 225. I don't think you should be wearing that dress and painting your nails that bright.
That's my daughter, Cook.
We brought in the dating consultant, the online.
Oh, I would most certainly say you need to wear suit pants more often than dresses. It's disturbing what I think could pop out of that dress, young magic lady. All right, there you go. FanDuel's got it all figured out. And you got the Dinger Tuesdays. You got the free bets coming your way. I made a bet today on Icelandic women's basketball with their money. Sort of. FanDuel.
That is one way to look at it.
Making me interested in Icelandic women's basketball. What's Icelandic women's basketball ever done for me? About to get me $250 in my pocket on a bonus bet. You can live your life like that, too, if you want. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/KUPD. Be part of that whole deal. Thank you, FanDuel. You make the world better. Entertainment Drill is coming up.
It's out of control now.